Good morning, precious Church of God. I don't know how long for we're going to meet, continue meeting in this way, but we still should be grateful that we have this opportunity to connect through technologies. I'm really grateful for everyone who contributes so that we can have all of this broadcast. I want to thank the worship team that are really doing a great job walking this extra mile, that we heard this worship recording. It's really a great job. Thank you, Thomas, and everyone who contributed. It's really God's hands, His mouth, His work, and it's really great to see that you're so sensitive towards each other, that you're a great help to each other, that you have this preparation for every good deed that God has intended for us to do. This time has showed a lot, has revealed a lot. This virus pandemic situation. And I really hope we would don't have to go through it again. But I'm still grateful to God that everything works out for good for those who believe and trust in the Lord, and we can have confidence that we will be blessed, we will be protected, we are looked after. While we live on this earth, it's His promise that He will look after. He didn't say we wouldn't have struggles in life, but that He will always be with us and never leave us. And you can just comment. It's really interesting. Comment in the comment section where you're watching from, which country, cities. It's really interesting to see that we come from all kinds of corners in the world, and the same Spirit is connecting us. The same Spirit is in us. And today I'm going to talk about this really precious person. And the more I live, I understand that I can't live without this person. And as I walk with God, without this person, without Holy Spirit, I can't be a Christian. I can't be a child of God. I wouldn't know who God is. I can't or couldn't accomplish any work for God's kingdom, and I wouldn't hit any targets that He set for me. I wouldn't have any revelations. It is the same Spirit that is in us, in you and me, working in us. And today, in this Pentecostal Sunday, I don't want to talk about any other topic except for Holy Spirit. As we read in Acts, we see how the same Spirit has been working throughout time. It's about Acts of Apostles, but it is the same one Spirit that has been working through each one of them. It's working through these people who has been saved, renewed, washed. It's the really great privilege and gift from God. And a few things I'm going to talk about later on. But first, let's read from Gospel of John, 16th chapter. Verses 6 and 7, it's when Jesus gave a promise to His disciples, His followers, before leaving this earth. He said, I'm going to leave, and everyone was worried. They were sad. They got used to Jesus, His presence, and Jesus says, I'm going to my Father. and they became, he says, sorrow has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is profitable for you that I should go away. For unless I go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And then, 13:40 verses says that he will, when the Spirit of Truth shall come, he will guide you into all the truth. He may, whatever he may hear, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things coming. These disciples probably believed in these words, in his promise, because later on in Acts, in second chapter, we read that all the followers, disciples, gathered in one place, and they were waiting for the fulfillment of his promise. It has never happened on earth before, but they simply believed in the words of Jesus, and they were expecting the Holy Spirit can only fill those who has been saved, who has been redeemed through God's mercy, his grace. They have to be washed away and saved from death. But first thing we have to do is to accept the gospel, accept its message, and accept Jesus and be saved. If you are in this place, you can know that with all the confidence, you can ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill your heart. And it is a promise that he will send us the Holy Spirit. It's a very important thing for every Christian to have. And when we read from a first verse in Acts, second chapter, it says, during the arrival of the day on Pentecost, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like a violent rushing wind came out of heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them dividing tongues of fire and sat upon each one of them. Let's say each one of them, and they were all filled, all of them, with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues, and as the Spirit was giving to them to utter forth. And we know that from that day on, a huge transformation happened in each one of these disciples, followers. And when we even take it as an example, Peter, we know before in his life, he even betrayed Jesus. When Jesus says, devil is speaking for you. But later on, Jesus says to Peter, you're the rock. And for Peter to become a rock, he had to be filled with Holy Spirit. He became a rock through the manifestation of Holy Spirit in his life. When we see the person who was afraid, who wanted to betray Jesus and save his life, later on we see Peter with no fear going to proclaim the gospel and risking his life. And later on, we see how the church grows, how new people, new believers join through their witnessing. Holy Spirit is a person. It is our helper, comforter. It says that he will strengthen us. He will remind us everything that God, that Jesus has taught us. Sometimes we can even feel the presence of Holy Spirit with all of our senses, but sometimes we can't, and it's normal. Not always we will feel, but And even if we can't physically see the Holy Spirit, we can always see the manifestation, the results of a work of Holy Spirit. And sometimes when you look back at life, at certain events, you can only then see that it was only by leading or guidance of Holy Spirit. The Bible says that Holy Spirit is like the wind. You cannot see the wind physically. If we look through the window, we can't really see the wind, but we can see the trees moving, the leaves moving, and we don't see the wind, but we see the manifestation of the wind through the trees, the leaves, and it's the same with the Holy Spirit. And I really want to encourage you and remind you a few things. So first of all, that we should be attentive to His presence, the presence of Holy Spirit. Maybe you read the Bible, you've heard somebody told you in the beginning of your faith as a Christian, you heard about Holy Spirit and you asked Him to come into your life, into your heart. Maybe you even felt it physically when He came and touched your heart, filled you, and you started believing in this person. Every morning we have to remember the presence of Holy Spirit and the importance. The Holy Scriptures, the Bible teaches us that Father and Son and Jesus is in heaven, and this person, Holy Spirit, is on earth with us, in us. Today, the Holy Spirit is within us. And the Bible says that without Him, without the Holy Spirit, we cannot know Jesus. We cannot understand the Scriptures. We don't know which direction to go. And it is only by the Holy Spirit that we are being guided. And the purpose of Holy Spirit is always to exalt Jesus, to give Him the glory. He will always give all the glory to Jesus. They showed this example of how we should behave, that we should always put others higher than us. Every morning, practice the presence of Holy Spirit and remind yourself that Holy Spirit is with you wherever you are. I want to remind you simply and make it clear that Holy Spirit is with you wherever you are. You don't always have to feel it. And if you're always only waiting for feelings, it's a dangerous place because feelings can come from other sources. But you always have to just simply accept and believe that Holy Spirit is with you all the time. And this knowledge, this faith, all changes everything. And I know that sometimes maybe you wake up and you feel it's really dark around you. You start doubting God. But normally, what I practice is whenever I come to my prayer to God, I started with just simply saying, "Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for being with me." But sometimes I don't feel His presence, and my circumstances can even make me doubt God, but I know that He's with me. I have faith. It's only what Bible teaches us to have this faith of a child. And what I practice doesn't matter how I feel, what are my my struggles, my circumstances, I still try to make myself practice this presence of Holy Spirit, to come to His presence and just simply being grateful, giving thanks for His presence, that He is with me all the time. And we should just simply seek to spend more time with God, simply remain in His presence. We should desire to be with God like we desire to be with our best friend. He is with me all the time, despite of if I am good or bad, if I did something wrong. He doesn't leave. He doesn't abandon me. And I know in Christian life, if every day, every morning you start with saying, "Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with me." And sometimes even physically, I can emotion with all my senses, my emotions, I can feel when the Holy Spirit fills me. It seems like you can feel that He is really with you. Sometimes it makes me cry, but simply because I feel how close He is, I can feel this love, His acceptance, this mercy that I can never find anywhere on earth. Nobody can give you this, only God. But it happens when I simply come to be in His presence. It doesn't matter in which form you do, whether you go outside for a walk, or you listen for the music, or you simply sit in silence, but it should be that you simply come to be in His presence. But doesn't matter how you do it. The most important thing is to always know and remind yourself that He is always with you, and giving thanks to Him, saying thank you for that you're in me with your Spirit. And I noticed when I started simply practicing this presence of Holy Spirit, instead of always coming to God with requests, when I practiced this change, I noticed that in my heart, all my desires, my wishes, my expectations, they kind of went to the lower place. I noticed a change in my heart. That first thing I desired was to simply come and enjoy the presence of God. It became my priority. And you can imagine this by knowing that you have friends, you have family members, and you can always contact them. But it's not the same as when you physically gather and be next to each other and feel physically the presence of other people around you. And when I practice this simple being with God, my appetite, my thirst started to grow, and wanted more this time. And I knew that nothing else can satisfy me like the way how God does, by simply His presence. I know that I can have perfect circumstances, perfect family, house, job, but if God would not be with me, that would not fully satisfy my heart, despite of if I have everything what I want in life. I began to have this thirst for God's being, His presence, that can only fill my heart. those who remain in His presence, they value it the most and they walk to the true, real freedom. God is saying in the Bible, worship me, admire me, and I will give what your heart desires. But when you first put the priority to come and worship God, to just simply admire and be with Him in His presence, everything else goes to a lower priority, lower meaning. And when you're really practicing this presence of God, it kind of takes you to different realm, different feeling it gives you. Practice His presence. There is nothing more precious than that. Just like I hope that we can soon gather again together, when we come as a church and we simply wait for Him, wait for His presence, not for another beautiful song, but for His Spirit to fill our hearts. When we just shout out to God that we really miss His presence. That's how He has created us. He created our hearts to worship Him and simply admire Him. And nothing can satisfy our hearts, only His presence. Today in this, we live on earth and we are not really separated from God. We're connected to Him in spirit. But what sometimes separates us is our flesh, our mind that has not been renewed. It still has some flesh desires, flesh nature, thoughts that we have to fight every day. And sometimes our mind causes doubts and we have to defeat those doubts. We have to crucify these flesh thoughts by reminding ourselves the Word of God, His promises, and practice His holy presence. Keep thanking Him, just saying thank you for your holy presence. I really miss you, God. I miss your presence. Sometimes I just like to sit quietly, and then I feel when He pours out His Spirit on me, He renews me. I cry out all of my thoughts. I can feel like everything flows out, what has been harmful for me. And even in the Old Testament, people were not willing to go anywhere without God's guidance. If God's Spirit will not go before them, they said, we will not go anywhere. And sometimes what the devil is trying to do is to distract you with some activities that can seem to be good, Christian-like, but it can make you practice all these religious practices, rituals, but to distract you from really coming into God's presence, His being. And first of all, what we have to do is we have to have this childlike faith, and we have to know that without God, we cannot be fully satisfied. Whatever is happening in our lives, miracles, some religious activities you do, maybe you look perfect from flesh. You minister, you give service, you have ministries, and you look like really like a devoted Christian. But if you do not practice God's the presence of Holy Spirit in your life, it will not satisfy your heart and you will feel like a dry ground. As we read in Acts, everyone was filled equally. Everyone, without exceptions, received the Holy Spirit, not only Peter, not only the 12 disciples, but everyone was filled. Every day we need to be reminded, every morning we have to be renewed in this faith and understanding, and God's Spirit is in us. That's how we were created to live with Him and practice His presence. And just nothing more is needed except to always come back to His being close to Him, being in His presence. Only in His presence we start to really see who God is. You can read the Bible, and the Bible, the Holy Spirit will only work within the Bible, within what is written in the Bible. But only with the Holy Spirit we can know God's heart. How deep is His love? How deep is how loving is His heart? And only by the revelation of Holy Spirit we can see. It opens our eyes. From this point, our faith arises. We understand ourselves as children of God. When you are full of Holy Spirit, you cannot give glory and pride to yourself. You cannot boast in yourself, because you can see how much He has done, and you want to give glory, give all the glory to God, only to Jesus. And if you only would try to accomplish all the, to fulfill all the law, all the commandments with your own efforts, you would become disappointed. You would see that you're limited. But when you practice listening and being guided by the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that the commandments, the law is written in our hearts, because later on you see in your life that during some kind of circumstances you see that the law is really written in your heart, because you know what is good and bad, what is wrong and right. Holy Spirit enables you to love, to sacrifice, to fight and defeat all kinds of flesh nature, flesh desires. Only from His presence arises the strength and victory. Only from His presence. And we have to practically strengthen our senses in the spirit, spiritual senses. We have that inner being, the one that is in soul. And we have to teach it to be sensitive to spirit, to spiritual things. Because during life, we have learned to respond to our senses, what we see, what we hear. But when the Holy Spirit fills us, we have to teach train our soul to not only to go and follow our physical senses, but be sensitive to the guidance and leading of Holy Spirit. We have to simply put this as our challenge, our goal. It probably wouldn't happen over a day, but it is our lifetime challenge to be sensitive to Holy Spirit and be guided in the Hebrews 5 chapter verse 13. It says, "For everyone partaking of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, the ones by constant use, having trained the senses for distinguishing both good and evil." So what it means is that all of your, you are being affected not by your physical senses, not to be affected and led by your physical senses, but by the Holy Spirit. And it's okay to know the whole Bible, to know the verses by heart. But if you do not have this real leading of Holy Spirit that directs you, it can just remain empty words without any meaning to you. So that actual leading of Holy Spirit has to be what is guiding you, and you have to, as these verses say, we have to train ourselves to be sensitive to how this Holy Spirit is talking to us, and how the Holy Spirit is talking is usually through this inner testimony. You feel something in your heart. You feel, for example, how I call it, these red and green lights. When you decided to follow Holy Spirit, when you think of something, when you have some plans, when you are planning to accomplish something, and when you come to the presence of Holy Spirit, and you feel this green or light color as a approval, as God is saying, yes, go ahead, I approve, I will bless, and you will have my favor. So everything we do, it has to be with His guidance. We have to first get His agreement. Sometimes you can feel how the Spirit is talking is through spontaneous thoughts, when you think, how did I even come up with that? Some really spontaneous thought that changes your whole understanding, your whole heart. And one morning I was simply sitting in quiet and peace, and I heard this inner voice saying, "You are my beloved daughter." I really became happy, and I thought, it's really God talking to me through the Holy Spirit. But the next second, my mind started talking to me, saying, Vilma, these thoughts are really proud. And the next, I came back to my spirit. And it happens throughout time, throughout life, that we jump from spiritual thoughts to flesh thoughts, but we have to learn to distinguish them. Have you really asked God if you really want to learn how to follow the Holy Spirit, to distinguish when He's talking to you, to distinguish His voice and be sensitive to His guidance? Have you really asked and expressed your desire? That force, that power that enables us to live a Christian life and be sensitive to what He's talking, where He's leading us. So I'm more talking about of the ways how Holy Spirit is talking to us, and I'm not going to talk further more about it, but I'm going back to what I said before, is when you measure all of your desires, your plans, your goals with God, with His, you want to first get His approval. If it's really coming from inner testimony of Holy Spirit, that He's really leading and guiding you into something. And we have this video in Lithuania, it's very old, when it was on national TV, when some man was caught driving drunk, and the police asking him, so did you know that you will have to drive? He said, I knew. So they were asking him questions. Did you know that you can't do it? He said, I knew. So let's not be the same Christians, the same behavior, that even if you know what is good, you still act opposite. You go against His guidance. So not only knowing, not only listening to His voice, but also also doing, also putting real action into what we know we have to do. All of your mistakes, your struggles, when you sin, when you fall, make it as a lesson that you rise, you stand up, and you go, you try again, you move on, you move forward, but still always listening and being sensitive to the guidance of Holy Spirit. Even if you make mistake. So let's not remain sitting in the same place. And just simply opening your ear to what God is telling you to do at the moment. And He can talk individually. Maybe during some time, certain time, He can tell you to sit down quietly and wait. And that would also be an action to do, is to wait and have faith. And some ladies, during the week, they messaged me. They said, God has been talking to me through the clouds. They saw some images. For some people, God is talking through dreams, through other people, through children, and also through pastors. And He can use whoever he desires to use to speak, to talk to you through other people. But our desire has to be, our state of heart is always ready to be sensitive to his voice, to his speaking, his guidance, from where really arises the real true deeds of God for the kingdom of God. And this guidance, this guidance of Holy Spirit is accessible to every Christian, every believer, without any exceptions. You can access this privilege, this presence of God. You can put your hand on your heart and just proclaim, see that it has been given to me. God, you gave me your spirit and you're with me all the time. You have never left me. You have never abandoned me. Even if I have failed, if I have sinned, you never left me. You never forsaken me. You are leading me, guiding me, and you're teaching me. You always are with me. Wherever you are, just let's remain calm and I'm gonna pray for you. Thank you, Father, that you gave the most precious gift for us. You gave your only begotten Son. You let him be mocked. You let him bleed. You let him be hurt for the sake of our salvation. We were so loved, so precious and dear to you, that you gave what was the most precious to you, so that we can have life, so that we can be filled with Holy Spirit. You gave us what is the most precious. It's your presence, it's your being with us. And sometimes we can be a mistake and we can be blind, valuing something more than you, putting some things above you. But I ask you, God, from this day that you would teach me how to simply enjoy and be in your presence and see how it renews me, how it restores me. Simply having that childlike faith and confidence in you, God. Thank you that you are alive in me, that your spirit is in me. And help me not to go into help me not to become too proud in myself, in my achievements, in what I do from my own efforts, some religious works, but help me always to give all the glory to you. Fill me with the Spirit so I can simply admire from all of my heart, admire you, admire your works, so we can be ourselves, that you would reveal our true identity in Christ, in how you intended us to be, how you created us. I know when Holy Spirit fills a person, the person reveals, he blooms with all its beauty. God wants to all of our gifts, talents to be revealed and used for his glory, his purpose. I pray for that holy fear, that we would not only be listeners to your word, but also be practicing, be doing what we hear, what we are encouraged by you to do. Help us to always cherish that presence, the personal time when we come into your being, your presence, and enjoy relationship with you. I proclaim, I really desire that the church would be in action, would be moving with Holy Spirit, led by Holy Spirit and sensitive to what He's talking, to what He's telling us to do, and we would listen and obey and go with go wherever He's leading us. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.